What the high school district is doing is called the Summer Food Service Program. The federally funded grant program provides children with a free breakfast and free lunch through much of June and July. Adults can purchase the same nutritional meal at a nominal cost. Tony Badone is high school district superintendent, and she says the district has been part of the program for more than a decade, for two key reasons.
Number one, we know that we have a huge number of children in this county who are food insecure. The other issue is that we're always trying to stimulate the economy by employing people, and so this is a great way to employ our folks who are nine-month employees, and then they have work during the summer, during a time when Yuma is probably at its harshest, not only in temperature, but in economic climate.
The recently released national report on food security in America, called Map the Meal Gap by the group Feeding America, used 2012 statistics from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to show the level of food insecurity throughout the nation. The report says nearly 25% of all Yuma County residents are food insecure, meaning that they're not sure where their next meal is coming from. That number jumps to 40% for Yuma County kids. Superintendent Badone says the Summer Food Service Program cuts into those numbers, and that makes it a great program, especially for Yuma County kids.
I think that children cannot learn when they're hungry. And even in the summer, we do expect them, even if they're not in school, to be learning, whether it's learning by action, by doing something, or by going to the library. And these are all great things for kids to do. But if they're hungry, they don't even have the energy to do that.
Just after this summer's program began, I spoke in the COFA High School cafeteria kitchen with Yuma Union High School District Student Nutrition Services Director Jamie Walden on why the district has taken on this added responsibility.
We could just be feeding our summer school students and that's it. But we did elect to put this out to the community because we'd like to make sure that kids have at least two healthy meals a day. It's hard. The grocery bills are high, so it's really hard to feed a family, and that's why we decided to do this.
It's an added responsibility for the high school district because of the way that the federal government pays for the grant-funded program.
We pay for it, and we're not reimbursed from the government until we turn in the numbers. So we've ordered a lot of food, and we only get reimbursed for however many people actually come to eat the food.
Walden says the Summer Food Service Program is administered by the Department of Agriculture.
The USDA actually has this program, and it's for low-income areas. We are a low-income area with our high unemployment rate, so we qualify to be able to offer the free food at all of our schools.
Gladys Saravia is summer manager of the COFA High School cafeteria. And she tells us what the typical menu might be like for a summer food service lunch.
It comes with juice, it comes with fruit that's like applesauce, fresh fruit, and it comes with, like today, peanut butter and jelly, and we have applesauce, we have cut oranges, water, we have Gatorades, tea also available for them.
I asked Superintendent Badone what you're required to do in order to participate.
You show up.
Simple as that.
Yep.
No questions
Show up.
Asked?
No.
No IDs taken? No.
That's the best part, and nobody's greedy. They're grateful.
Among those grateful for the Summer Food Services Program is Teresa Vines. She reminds everyone that adults can participate as well in the lunch for $2.25. Something she calls a godsend.
I think it's great. I do a lot of ministry in Yuma, and I know people who are hungry. And so I was thinking it was children, and I know children. Then I was informed it was for adults, too, and I'm between jobs.
Vines, who stopped by the Yuma Main Library on its first day of summer lunches, says it's a good meal for a child or an adult. Also on hand for the library's first lunch was Keith Brown, who had taken his two young nephews and niece to the lunch. He says these meals are important.
I'm in between jobs right now, and their mom's only working part-time, but she has, you know, three kids, and she's working at all different odd hours, so it really helps out quite a bit.
Brown calls these summer meals a real community service.
I think it is quite amazing, you know, that to provide, you know, food for the kids and stuff, because a lot of kids don't have, you know, good nutrition and stuff, where their parents are all out, and they don't have time to cook.
But what do the kids think? I talked first with a little girl named Abella.
You're having lunch? Is it good?
Yes.
What's the best thing about it? Do you like the chocolate milk or the sandwich, or what's the best?
Chocolate milk.
The chocolate milk's the best. Okay, how about the apple?
Yeah.
Do you think you'll come here for more lunches?
Yes.
I asked Blake Rodriguez if he had a good lunch.
Yes.
What was your favorite thing?
The sandwich, a turkey sandwich.
There's apples and there's applesauce. Do you like that too?
No.
He doesn't really like fruit, but he's into chocolate milk. It's his favorite.
Blake's younger sister, Sissy, had some strong opinions about her lunch.
What was your favorite part of the lunch today?
Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. And how about the apples and applesauce?
Yummy.
Yummy. And the sandwich?
Yes.
And do you think you want to come back again?
Yes.
9-year-old Daisy, a student at nearby Gary Knox Elementary, said she enjoyed her meal.
What'd you like best?
The sandwich. I like the chocolate. Well,
that's good too, huh?
Uh-huh.
Do you think you'll be coming to more of these breakfasts and lunches?
All the time.
When school is on, do you go to lunch at your school?
Yeah.
Is this better or different than what you get at school?
Yeah.
How's it different?
They don't serve it in bags. We get plates. We get food in the plates.
Superintendent Padone says this year, the summer food program is experimenting. They're experimenting with the packaging of meals. Instead of preparing hot meals, where much of the prepared food could potentially go to waste, depending on how many people came to eat. Superintendent Padone adds that the summer program purchases as much food as possible from Yuma County and from the state of Arizona. So, to find out if the summer food service program is getting things right, I asked Daisy to review her meal.
Delicious.
You can find out where and when the summer food service meals are being served by calling the high school district office. The number is 502-4470. Kids are free and adults pay a small fee. For KAWC's Arizona Edition, I'm Kim Johnson.